and pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up.
Welcome, guys, to the very final episode of Chick Chat Live. I'm so happy. I want to thank you guys for sticking with me. On this episode, we don't have a hot topic. I have my single ladies. It's an episode I'm dedicating to single women, and we're going to share with you the struggles, some of the perks, if there are any, of living in Lagos as a woman and a single woman. So joining me in the studio today is Director of Public Relations, Nenesi Ebro. Welcome to the show. I have Dodos, who's like superstar makeup artist extraordinaire. Well done with everything you're doing.
You.
Welcome to the show. And Imi Teme Adjuke, hospitality consultant of life. You busted it up, girl. Yes. So welcome, guys. So I'm going to start with you, Nenesi. I want to talk about living in Lagos. Everybody always asks, what's it like? How can you do it? You know what I mean? Living in Lagos. I quite enjoy it. But there are a lot of things that I do find very frustrating and annoying and backward about living in Lagos. It's almost regressive. The world is moving forward with gender equality, and there's still a lot of things that are holding us back here. So can you speak to like what it's like living as a single woman? Does it not in your own sphere of influence? Are you not affected by it, by gender in any way?
No, I'm highly affected by it. I moved from America where I lived a very independent life. Mm-hmm. I lived on my own. I had a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, I did everything for myself. Moving back to Nigeria, you move back into your parents' house. Mm-hmm. You cannot live alone because mm-hmm. that's seen, you know, as somehow
loose.
Mm-hmm. you know, there's only certain jobs that you can get, even mm-hmm. things as little as driving yourself every day. That's mm-hmm. an issue. People mm-hmm. look at you crazy. Every time I hop out of my car, it's like, oh my God, she drove herself. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. My hands mm-hmm. were.
What do you think that is? Like I haven't noticed it, and I drive myself.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, it is partially because of my fact that my car is very large. But okay. mm-hmm. in addition to that, I just don't think that people really expect a woman to mm-hmm. be like driving herself all day, mm-hmm. every day, and kind of handling her own business by herself. Mm-hmm. It's a strange thing. You are supposed to be dependent on someone as mm-hmm. a woman in Nigeria, mm-hmm. which is a very backward thing since everyone else seems to be living in 2017 and we're still living in 1985.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like people question your lifestyle if you don't have a man that seemingly supporting, that's overtly supporting you driving an SUV.
Yeah.
Even if it's not even a flashy SUV,
yes.
it's just an SUV.
Yes, it's like a thing that people pinpoint and they're just like, how? Why? We don't understand. Mm-hmm. Every small thing you do, particularly in Lagos, mm-hmm. If you don't have a man on your arm, it's like either a man has to be supporting you or your daddy has to be supporting you. There's mm-hmm. just no option that you could ever possibly be doing and have all these things on your own.
Okay. So let me just ask to you, you know, anything as bluntly or make the statement as bluntly as I can. Do you think singleness will ever be as honorable as marriage?
No. Okay. In Nigeria, no. To put it in a simple way, because I have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I've been dating on and off for about 2 years, mm-hmm. and everyone is just like, "That's not good enough. Mm-hmm. You need to be married. That's mm-hmm. where your status as a woman. You mm-hmm. become a woman when you're married. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could have a boyfriend, you could have a great career. That does not matter. Mm-hmm. What equates a full woman mm-hmm. is you being married. Mm-hmm. And as someone who has always pursued career mm-hmm. over everything else, because I feel like that's
what's important to you.
What my achievements, this is what I've done for myself. Mm-hmm. It's very worrying. I lived in England for a long time where people just cohabit with their mm-hmm. partners and everybody's happy to just exist as long as you're happy. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, I want to get married. Mm-hmm. You know, singleness does not create wholeness in mm-hmm. Nigeria, especially in mm-hmm. Lagos, where if you're single, and as you said, I live by myself. Mm-hmm. And I've had aunties and random colleagues tell me, you need to move into an auntie's house, ditch your car, mm-hmm. start taking a taxi because mm-hmm. no one is going to marry you.
Mm-hmm. So, doesn't that go against the reality of guys are looking for someone that is bringing something to the table?
Yeah.
And if you don't have, at least your parents better have something.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, seriously, like a lot of guys in this day and age, I feel like if you're not necessarily... Some guys, and I'm talking about our age group. I'm talking about our age group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feel like you must be bringing something to the table. So how are our parents telling us to regress when the facts are people want women who are doing something with their hands?
To be honest, like I have a few friends who said they want women, and mm-hmm. women they've dated in the past are all women that bring stuff to the table. They get married, they put the wife in the house, and she's not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So we say that is mm-hmm. it's what. ideally would be because of Autopilot, I guess everyone is exposed, mm-hmm. but reality is in Nigeria, a lot of guys are looking for a housewife. Mm-hmm. They're not looking for you to achieve, but don't achieve that much.
Okay.
Achieve, but don't become the CEO of your company. Just be like a very good staff, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I feel like I'm blessed to have...
So you're like... Pretty much, you're saying that you're pretty much almost like a peasant. Like once you marry, you almost become a peasant in your own
home. They want
you
to be dependent on your husband. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, I'm doing a long distance relationship at the moment, and a lot of people are like, what are you doing? Just pitch your job and move over and then just get
because
married to your boyfriend.
Him, yeah.
I'm like, then what?
Yeah.
You know, then I'm just going to sit there and look at him all day. Like, he might be like, go away, creepy lady. But I feel like in Nigeria, you have to have a man, and not just a man, you have to have a husband because that's what makes you a real woman.
Okay, so do you have any issues with living alone? Have you ever been do you live alone? By
no, I
okay,
don't
okay, so you're conforming.
I don't live in my parents' house, I live with my brother, so
in a way, it's kind of living alone.
You're outside,
I don't, I don't have a curfew or whatnot, but I feel like most times, you know, men our age say they want a powerful, independent woman. But the honest truth is that how many of them can really deal with that? Because you're asking someone to not really depend on you, right? And I just feel like in Nigeria, just a lot, like in Lagos, you know, you go to a bar or a restaurant and they're like, who are you here with? I'm like, okay.
We're
a bunch of girls. We're here to eat. Or, you know, in front of a club, they're like... Who are you coming with?
And
or even sometimes it just wouldn't serve you right because they feel like, oh, she wouldn't tip me. She's a woman now. Or you're reversing and someone, now woman now. That's why you're driving that way. Just so many things that the environment just like shuns it in your face like you need a man. Yeah. And I'm just
what has been your worst experience feeling like a woman?
Okay, so this time I was driving, right? And then there was this guy who swerved up, like, you know, he just came on my lane. And in a car of, like, girls, so we're like, oh, no, meet this guy. So I drove up, I'm like, I'm a woman. I'm like, are you okay? What's wrong with you? Can you imagine? Do you know that this guy got up from his car? This is on the expresso, right? He walks to us, and he's banging my
window.
He's like, I will break it. Look at all these, you know, Ashewos, all these small girls talking to me. I was shaking. I was so angry. Like, I had a pepper spray, but I was like... I can't
defend yourself.
You know what I'm
saying?
I'm just like, if, you know... And I'm just like, this guy wouldn't do that if there was a man in this car.
Yeah. Or even if you weren't in this country.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you feel like there's a...
Exactly.
Or you feel there's a justice system that will protect you.
There's just so much that has happened, even with police officers, so much that just makes it obvious that Nigeria will always play catch up.
Does it make you feel helpless?
It does. It does, but most times, like for me, I would fight until I can't fight. Not physical, but I would stand up.
But that's your personality.
My personality, exactly, you know. But it's just really disturbing.
Have you ever felt helpless, like in a situation? I mean, you're quite strong.
I was about to say, I don't know that I've ever had that kind of situation because I've been raised to be very independent. My dad has always been one of those, like, you can push it, you can push the limit, you can push the limit.
No, I mean when external forces now are in your face with
so
the fact
even
that
then,
where you
I'm
can't protect yourself.
Like, I'm kind of like, okay, bring it on. And I think that's one thing that shocks men in Nigeria. When a woman is like, okay, then what? Then they're like, oh, hold on, wait, she's not just going to back down. But there have been many instances, particularly in traffic, actually, when you bring that up, where that's probably one of the main places that you would actually feel uncomfortable as a woman in Nigeria, is in traffic, in public situations like that. But I've never had anything that drastic happen to me before.
So you're saying that, would it be fair to say most men, right? Let's not make a blanket statement. Most men cannot handle a strong woman that they say they want.
Yes.
Because you want the independent woman, like you were saying.
You want that independent woman, and then they're intimidated by it
when you're actually in the situation.
They only want an independent woman up until a certain level, up until where it suits them. I want you to have enough so that you can do enough on your own without calling me for every little thing. But when it comes to something big or major in life, I don't want you to have the freedom to be able to do that without...
Is that an ego thing?
Asking.
Is that a competition thing? What is that thing?
It's definitely an ego thing. And it's also just the way that men are raised in Nigeria. It's what you've been told. And it's also what you've seen. It's what you're copying because you're seeing your parents do that. I mean, I know lots of women who are rich enough to do whatever they want, independent enough to do whatever they want, but they actually bring themselves down for their husband's sake just so that he
when
feels
you say bring themselves, I mean like dumb down their intelligence. Yes, or they dumb down their intelligence.
They don't do the things that they want to and would otherwise feel free to do, mm-hmm. because they just want their husband to be comfortable, or they mm-hmm. want him to feel safe in the relationship, mm-hmm. or they don't want to overstep their boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. but really, what are your boundaries? Mm-hmm. You've worked hard, you have the freedom to do whatever you mm-hmm. want. You're an adult, you're an intelligent, yeah. capable mm-hmm. person. You should be able to make decisions yeah. for yourself. But Nigerian society dictates that we kind of take a step back and mm-hmm. let the man take the lead, or let your husband, you mm-hmm. know, have the front row, mm-hmm. or whatever it is.
So speaking of career, right? So as a woman, you're going for it. You started off small, like, oh, I have this talent, and you're building it to something. Has anyone ever been intimidated by you? Because you're not just a behind the scenes makeup artist, you have a personal brand. Have you had a problem with that in your relationships?
I have not, because mm-hmm. for me, I generally would not get attracted to someone who has that trait.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll see
so it. So you're spotting it.
Yeah, I know how to just call the bullshit from mm-hmm. the beginning. I'm mm-hmm. like, nah.
You're not going to work.
But mm-hmm. but for me, it's more or less like my parents telling mm-hmm. me, you're traveling too much. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get married, you cannot be traveling like this. Because yeah. I'm mommy, I'm going to London yeah. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to Enugu next tomorrow. She's yeah. like, ah. You know, your husband, you have to mm-hmm. find something, you know, ahead yeah. that you don't really have to. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, who says that? Mm-hmm. Whoever is going to marry me mm-hmm. or whoever I'm going to get married to, right?
Should understand.
Already knows the nature of my job. Mm-hmm. It's left for me to say, oh, I don't feel like, oh, maybe I need to spend more time with my family. Mm-hmm. Or it really depends, mm-hmm. right? Because growing up, my dad used to be a diplomat. So we moved
around a lot.
Around. So if my mom could do that with him, mm-hmm. I'm expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
If you really understand the nature of my job, and we've spoken about it, and you know what you're getting into, mm-hmm. I'm not pretending here. Mm-hmm. This is my life. On right. weekends, I wouldn't be at home.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand mm-hmm. that on Saturday morning,
I'm picking up the kids.
Yeah, right. On Saturday morning, I'm at work. The same way on Monday mornings, I probably wouldn't disturb you at
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
You know, so just basically understanding my schedule and my life and being ready to take it on. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, so is that an age thing that you became comfortable with? You know, like, at 25, honey, I was traveling to Kafanchan with any man. You know what I mean? Like, if you know, I would have gone anywhere, I think you know. I feel like after a certain age, and this happened to me, you want to be stable. You don't want to take opportunities because you think, ah, let me sit down where, you know, you feel like, okay, most people that move back because they thought they were going to find the man in Nigeria, he's not here, right? You move back to Nigeria thinking that there's this, you know, fleet of men all over the place and you're just going to select and someone is just going to approach you, right? And I struggled with, okay, in my career, I need to be flexible. Like, you move around a lot. I need to be able to, you know, if there's a job somewhere, there's paying Forex right now, I'm going for that. You know what I mean? So I then started, you know, battling it with myself that, is this stable? Are you placing yourself in a stable environment where a man can't find you? And I had to speak to myself like, oh, girl, you better seize the opportunity while yeah. it's here, because you can't live your life almost. I don't know where that came from, because, I mean, both my parents are gone. I didn't really have like a structure of, oh, love is so good. I don't have a fluffy idea of love. I do like fairy tale, but where has that thing yeah. come from? Do you understand? It's so deep rooted yeah, that, you know, you feel like you don't want to travel. Ah, you won't find money. You can meet him at the airport. Mm-hmm.
I think men are generally selfish.
Mm-hmm.
It will
mm-hmm.
always mm-hmm. be at their terms
mm-hmm.
when they want it, mm-hmm. and if it just works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we're like, oh, how does he feel? Is mm-hmm. he going to receive it?
Mm-hmm.
How's this person going to receive it?
Mm-hmm.
We are more like, we nurture generally.
Mm-hmm.
We're softer about other people's feelings, and sometimes we suppress our own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you mm-hmm. actually get to a certain age where you've come to terms with the fact that this is who I am, I'm
mm-hmm.
a strong woman, and this will never go away. I
yeah.
can't keep suppressing
yeah.
myself and my happiness. Then you mm-hmm. put yourself first.
Right.
And that is when you actually start mm-hmm. becoming happier.
Okay. And I think also women are just planners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the whole issue, is
mm-hmm.
that we sit down and we see a life that
yeah.
we want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think, what's the best way of achieving this?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get
this
from
around.
A to
yeah.
B?
To
B. Mm-hmm.
And how do we do it the fastest way
yeah.
possible? And so we sit down and we think about it and we plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a guy is just kind of like, when it comes, it comes. When she's
go
there,
go.
She's
go.
There.
Yeah.
She's
right.
the one, she's the
one. Yeah.
Whereas we're like,
yeah.
I need you to have this, and
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And this is exactly how my life is going to be planned out. So in order to do that, I sit my ass down right here in Lagos
mm-hmm.
until XYZ happens
mm-hmm.
and then my plan is moving forward.
Yeah.
But that's just not the reality of life.
Okay. So speaking of, so like, well, we've just spoken about men and marriage. What is more important to you, children or marriage?
Children.
Okay. Definitely so if children. You were, you know how people say, oh, when you reach 40 and the man has not come, would you have a baby yourself?
Oh, I definitely would.
Okay.
I definitely would. Okay. There's no question.
You want to do it alone?
I have no problem doing it alone. Okay. I've seen people do it alone before. Mm-hmm. I know many people who do it alone. Obviously, that's not my first choice. I'm not going to be like, oh,
yeah,
let me just go have this baby by myself.
So, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I think that...
But do you have a cutoff mark in your head? Because I've heard the age is 40, like at the very max. If I'm not married by 40,
no,
I'm having a
child. 40 is too far for me. I'd probably do it
before.
Are you serious? So you want to raise the kids younger than life? Okay.
I'm definitely doing it before.
And you're not uncomfortable with what the perception of the single... Because I feel like before, right? Like, let me say before. Let me just go 10 years back. When people got pregnant, it was such a yay. Ooh, ha, you know what I mean? It happened to you.
Yeah.
I think now people are planning single parenthood. Like, yeah. I feel like, is that something that is feminist? Because that is a choice that women are making. And I like that women are making the choice. However, the choice to do it alone at the, I don't know if it's the expense of the child, is where I'm kind of like, is it a you thing? Is it a selfish thing because of you? Or is it really one of those things, well, God, if he ain't come along, there is a sperm bank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You made that available. You gave somebody wisdom for the sperm bank. You know what I mean? So I feel like why you're owning it, really, so explain
that. I don't really think that it's at the expense of your child. Like, of course, it would be ideal to have a man in their life, but a father isn't the only man that you can have in your life. You have uncles, you have grandfathers, and you have just people who are your friends. Mm-hmm. You have male friends who would be just as good, if not sometimes a better influence.
So you're like,
in your child's
child
life than...
And let the village raise the child.
That's right. That's right. They didn't
call it on the village.
It's there for a reason.
Okay.
So, go
so
for
you
it.
Would you would have a child if you weren't married by a certain age?
For sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm so shocked because I actually wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't like the idea of doing it alone. And I think it's just because I keep referencing my upbringing. Like, my mother was a single mother, and I don't think that there's any merit to the struggle. Like, who has that struggle helped? She was too independent. She did it well, but I just would like to do it with a partner.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
love to.
I understand that, but I would take that as my fate in life. I wouldn't then seek to go and be pregnant alone.
So would you not?
So
have
you would not.
Have
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't intentionally do it.
Oh.
That wouldn't be my intention. I do like kids, and I do actually feel like kids are a little bit more important than the man, but I just wouldn't.
My closest friend was actually 30.
Oh.
I turned 34 days ago.
Well, you don't find a man now. Well, you got the little boo.
So I'm surprised you say 40. 40 is so
no, 40 is the age where it's like people are really giving up on you and marriage. Like, 40 is really that age.
I feel like right now, like most of the like women that I know in their 30s or late 30s that are single, freeze your eggs.
I do agree.
Three.
But it's so expensive in Nigeria. And like, you know, like
fertility.
Girl, you know. I actually talked about that with my friend, and if it wasn't like it's a little bit too expensive now, but I do believe in that process of if you're not sure, time is clocking, you're almost halfway to 40, okay? Think and well. Okay, so let's speaking of like children, I'm gonna go to the pressure to have the male child. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking about the regressive, you know, what are those things called? The stereotypes that we have. What is the thing about the male child? Like, you know, they always like, oh, I quickly have a boy. Do you think that's where it kind of comes from when people say, oh, they sort of value the male child more than the female child?
It's definitely part of the issue that we have as a society. And I mean, we're not alone in the world.
Does that happen in your network? Have you, because it seems like it's only like a particular class in society that thinks that way. But there are a lot of middle class, even...
Yeah.
You know,
it's
exposed people that have this thinking.
It's across
yeah.
the board.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, when my sister had a boy, everybody was overjoyed. They all wanted to pretend like it would have been okay because she did the whole, I'm not going to know until we actually have
the baby.
And everyone was like, oh, whatever God gives us.
Mm-hmm.
There were 15 people in the waiting room when she had him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came out and said it was a boy, literally people were crying,
mm-hmm.
like from excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't just like my dad's family. This was also my mom's American
family.
Right. We're like, thank God it's a boy. Like, it was exciting. Crazy mayhem, all because it was a boy. I'm sure everybody would have been excited if it was a girl, but I feel like it would have been more like, oh, a girl.
Right.
It was a boy. It was like, oh,
hey.
We're dropping to our knees.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean,
It definitely exists.
Do you? So let me ask you, do you think that that male, how can we change that perception? Because it is happening. Wives are getting harassed. You have one girl, and maybe because secondary infertility is huge. Like, it's actually much more of a, it's more of a struggle trying the second time sometimes than it is the first time. So how, what do we need to say to kind of defend ourselves or kind of, you know, let people know that this is actually not cool?
I think the perception and the mindset is that, okay, you know, when you have a boy and he's taking on the family legacy, he's running the business, he's, you know, carrying on the family name. But the truth is that that was back then. Right now, women are doing those the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. And even better.
Yeah, exactly. There are many people that I know, and even in my family, there are just different instances where the woman, and most likely, like, the younger, like, daughter, whatever, is even owning... So much more than even the first son, you know. So the purpose of that, you know, thing where it's like, oh, this is the son,
child,
exactly, has been defeated. So what's really the point? I can still run the company as a woman. I can still make this family proud as a woman. I can still do all of that. So what's really the point if I can do those things? And I feel like with time, well, I wouldn't know because obviously I don't have a child. But
it's
like,
been a long time. How much time? With time.
I know. But I just feel like, with time, hopefully, you know, we kind of drop that mindset and mentality because it doesn't go. It's not, it makes no sense, to be honest.
Where do you think we rank in terms of progression? You know, because we're talking about with time.
So, the world?
Yes. Well, let's say with the West. Because I think America still has a lot of struggles.
Yeah,
where do you think we rank? And let me sort of make it easier to, you know, to compare. So we have all these women empowerment conferences, you know, the women business of the world, the women in tech, women, there's just a lot of things going on. I'm a fan of it because I believe, like, you can't be what you can't see. You need to see progressive people to kind of feel like, okay, I want to do that. I want to, you know, be like that. Do you think that those, you know, small events that people are having, those empowerment events, are actually moving and pushing change forward? Or do you think there are a lot of these big companies that are sponsoring these events and people are not getting value for their money? You're going right back to your desk on a Monday morning and you still don't have 6 months paternity leave for the father. It's just the women that still get the 3 months and figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there are laws and, you know, salary is not matching up. Men are still getting paid more than. So what is the point of this message? That's why I'm saying, where do we rank in progression? How much have we truly moved forward? Because there are things that are making noise, but where are we going with it?
I think we've done a lot of progression on paper, on social media progression, which I find a lot. The social media progression, you see 20,000 million followers, but what's actually happening
what's
to,
changing.
The
people, to the people?
And I don't feel like there's that much happening because at the end of the day, we are our biggest enemies. So the fact that
when you say we, you mean women?
Yes, us. No, us Nigerians, you know. The fact that women, a woman cannot marry a foreigner and get him a international passport until now is shocking. Because why? What is the reason? There's no reason.
Oh, you, a woman can't you actually... Can't. Oh, can't. Why? What's the, is there a law against
There's
that?
There's a law against, like, you can't do it. You can't file, if your husband is a foreigner, you can't get him a passport. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's just like, we're saying all these things, but the people up there, it's like when they were trying to pass the bill for the underage marriage and stuff like that, and you get the these bill. Vile men opening their mouths and saying, no, we don't think that's like, how?
Yeah.
Okay, so, so all these conferences is for what?
For what?
For what? For what reason? Yeah. So we can say, oh, look at me, hashtag conference, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Calling names, and I feel but, like, girl, let's not get messy.
Keep it to myself. Yeah. But like, just like, what is what are we actually doing? I feel like if we go to seminars and then we sign a petition, we send it to the governor or the president or whatever, and we get these things actually working in our society, great. Do you know what I mean? But like you said, I think one of you said, like, the only thing is when a woman is doing something or pushing for something, you're this or that or that. The biggest insult that a Nigerian man can give a woman is you're an ashawo. That's it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But how are we still there?
Are you conscious of how you dress as a single woman when you're going into marital environments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You see, but that's my why is that? Why is that?
Because
they should look now. I'm not marketing to you. I'm just looking good. You know what I mean? Yeah, they see it as marketing.
And that's the thing also, because particularly in Nigeria, a lot of married men also don't have respect for their relationship.
Yeah.
When you are in an environment where there are married people, people will look at you like, so you're just trying to tempt somebody's husband,
but,
or you're
exactly.
just trying to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it becomes your issue, mm-hmm. not an issue of his infidelity or his roaming eye. It becomes mm-hmm. your problem because you are a beautiful single person. That has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything to do with you, yeah. your mm-hmm. roaming eye, your husband's roaming eye. You guys deal with mm-hmm. that together.
Yeah.
That's not mm-hmm. my problem. But because it is Nigeria and mm-hmm. it is something that comes up so regularly,
mm-hmm.
you start to think about it
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and you start to kind of conform to what people want,
mm-hmm.
to what people think you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think that it's an issue that just single women have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
When you're now married, it's
mm-hmm.
like, well, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
you're married. That
yeah.
should be only for your husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Are there any positives to... to living single or living as a woman in Nigeria? Do you feel you get away with stuff because you're a woman?
Of course.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All the like, time. What do you get away with? What is I don't know. I can't think of anything I've gotten away with
oh
because
gosh,
I'm a woman.
So many things. Okay, so whenever I drive myself,
mm-hmm.
So my
still comes back to this
drive. Yeah,
this driving thing. Yeah, a lot happens.
So much that happens on the road.
Mm-hmm.
When I drive myself, and I'm alone in the car,
mm-hmm.
and maybe for some weird reason. Okay, so my plate number is off, and it's
mm-hmm.
been off for a while,
well,
and I haven't
yeah.
just done it, right?
Yeah.
So like, oh, stop.
Yeah, right,
after,
right,
yeah.
right, right. You
I
get away
like,
with you get away with the authorities.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You just
yeah.
look like small picking. Yeah, go. You know,
yeah,
just,
yeah. But that still is a stereotype.
It is.
It still is a stereotype
it
in
is,
a
yeah,
because
it
yeah, woman, you're fine. They. What's the word? There's a word for it. I can't think of what it's not. Victimized, there's a word for what they do to
yeah,
you. It's like
kind of
it's still
you almost like you're in a child.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Objectify.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the word. They object like you make me seem like a thing.
Yeah.
yeah. So I just feel like you know that
the
but I'll take
are
them
not
away.
Really,
yeah.
yeah.
They're not
the
that many positives.
There, yeah,
yeah.
The positives aren't anything that you would
they're
feel
not, yeah.
in Nigeria different to if you were single anywhere else.
Mm. I think the positives with being a woman come with marriage. You know what
in
I mean?
Nigeria.
I don't know that there's many positives
single,
except
yeah.
like personal happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when you're single and you don't have no baggage,
oh, yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
good.
It's definitely a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's not a societal thing.
Thing
there's
yeah.
nobody who's going to praise you for
Preaching.
Being single. Oh,
yeah.
well done, you single, hardworking woman. like,
right.
You know, pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not going to happen. But from a personal standpoint,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of things that you can achieve that you wouldn't be able to
yeah.
if you were married because
yeah,
there were
yeah,
certain
sure.
standards that you had to kind of
Me.
Cap at
yeah, and yeah, yeah, yeah.
certain things you would have to do. So being single allows you that freedom.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
kind of where that ends.
Interesting
okay.
to know yourself as well because like,
mm-hmm.
to be honest, I thought like the relationships I was in before were
mm-hmm.
great
mm-hmm.
and I had to take time out.
Mm-hmm.
I could, the same way they push you in Nigeria or
mm-hmm.
society, even Nigerian society in England, America,
yeah,
or whatever,
everywhere.
They push you to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, just before I met my present
mm-hmm.
boyfriend, I had to take myself out of it completely
mm-hmm.
and said, you know what? I am single and I'm okay.
By choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
by
single
choice,
by choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been single by choice. I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, oh, okay, I need to find a new boyfriend.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How intentional were you about dating? Like, where are the places to go? What do you do? Do you have to? Because somebody told me, Cornelia, you know he's not going to come and knock on your
For sure.
front door. He's not going to knock on your bedroom
For
door,
sure.
which is where
For
I always am.
Sure.
So how intentional were you? Is it something that people need to be intentional
I
about if you
like
want to get
you
married?
You have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in, I mean, I'm a Christian and I'm born again Christian. I don't
mm-hmm.
feel like just go and be
praying
to yourself like, ooh, date
yeah.
me. But I feel like you still need to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay at home watching Netflix all day, he's not going to pop out.
But I'm happy
your...
watching Netflix.
If you're trying to get a man, you have to put yourself out there.
What is it? He's supposed to just find you.
Find
like,
you where?
He should
no.
find. He should just text me one day.
I'm
like,
hey, wrong number. No,
right.
no. That's not
mm-hmm.
what. You see, that's the thing. Movies make us feel like sitting in your house, you're a pair man. Do you want to date?
Because
you
know, unless
right.
we talk about going out to Nigeria. You go out, but yeah, even a makeup artist is easy for you. Man, I don't know how to draw brows, and I'll do all that. Wahala, you go out and the night is dead, or the people who approach you, and you're just like, I know I should not have come out today.
I think
you have so many of those nights that you're like,
yeah.
oh, you know
I think that people are so limited to like clubs
mm-hmm.
and lounges
mm-hmm.
in Lagos. Go to a games night.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, where are these games nights?
Your own games night. Call your girls and be like, hey, girl,
okay.
bring some of your friends over to my house. some men, please.
Okay.
They got friends. Yes. You got friends. Everybody okay. has a friend of a friend yeah. that they can bring along to the party.
So that's take matters into your own hands. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I have quite a few guy friends. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I always try to hook them up with my family.
I don't have any male friends.
Because rule, always. I always, like, I'm like, oh, I have this friend, you see?
Yeah. But that's a good thing, because there's some friends that don't market to you. So I feel like I don't have guy friends. I've always had like more female friends than guy friends, because most of the guys' friendships from the beginning, you already know they're trying to go somewhere. You're just like, you know what, friend zone. Yeah, friend zone. So I don't tend to meet guys, or a lot of guys think that. Do you get this misconception that you're dating already? Like a lot of people assume. In fact, people think I'm borderline engaged. I'm like, where does that misconception?
It's like, you're in a relationship.
I'm like, my ass is single as hell.
For you to be happy and content is what we'll be saying. You need a man. Yeah.
Why shouldn't you be? Am I supposed to be like sad because I'm single and happy?
That's what they want you to be.
Yeah. And then also, you know, all your captions on Instagram, just all these stories.
Single and sad. Hashtags. Searching, hashtags, you know.
Like, you see, like, but I feel like also the problem why women don't put themselves out there is because you are desperate. I've been seeing this hashtag on Instagram for the longest time. Team husband material. If I wrote team housewife, oh gosh.
Yeah.
They will literally insult my life. I'm sure they'll call it intervention, like, please don't be desperate anymore. Even in my relationship now, they're like, please don't do this because you're desperate. I feel like women are not allowed to put ourselves out there, but me, I believe, put yourself out there. That's the only way you can find a man. Tell your friends you're looking. Because if you're looking for a job, you say, yo,
I'm like, bitch, y'all don't know I've been single for how long? Why do I need to tell you more?
tell them because maybe they think you're happy and content.
I'm not really single.
But shouldn't you be in the waiting though? Shouldn't you be happy and content and that not make you look comfortable?
No, but happy and content doesn't mean you don't need a man.
Yeah,
happy and content doesn't mean you don't want to be in a relationship. Uh-huh. When I decided that I wanted to date, I went out, I met friends. I was like, oh, do you have a cute guy friend? Let's go, you know?
Okay.
Like, it's not, I'm not going to be like, maybe I'll meet a man tonight. No. Bring your friend, you know? Yeah. Bring your brother, man. Bring your uncles. I don't care. Uh-huh. As long as they're, you know, with
you. See, that kind of now, like, does this whole, like, it seems like a hunt. Seems like a desperation.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I think for me, it's just your everyday lifestyle. I don't intentionally say, oh, this is the strategy.
Yeah.
Always go for games night. Always have my main help.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. But it's like, if I go to a place, great. I'm open to talk to. Exactly. I'm going to be open. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to speak to new people.
Yeah.
And just things like that.
That's another thing about single women in Nigeria. You have been so told not to be desperate, not to be this, not to be that you start to close yourself off and then they now say for me.
So
it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do I be this more quiet, like quaint person in the corner who's just like, I don't really want to deal with that? Or do you be like, here I am in all my glory?
I think you should just be yourself.
I'm that kind of person, so I truly believe in that. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but there are some people who can't decide what side of the line that they should be on.
There's
they
a limit.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like when you, like, for instance, me personally, when I was single, if I meet a guy that I like, best believe I'm throwing signals on I would come up to you, but maybe I'll be like, oh, hi, I would touch you.
Yeah.
I would smile. Okay, you know, good. Not like,
But you're definitely making it known that, you know, I'm interested.
Make it known that you're interested, because if you just, most girls, you go out, you see them, they like the boy, they're just frowning.
Like, why did you come out today with that face?
Yeah. Not even drinking, not dancing, not anything.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, boys are shy. Those are my guy friends. They're literally so terrified of approaching girls in groups because they feel like you just shoot them down.
But you know, that's the funny thing because
that kind of happens to
me and my friends. When we used to go out, there's this, remember that thing? There was an Instagram meme that was going around with Beyonce doing this. Like, and it was like that meme that was saluting your friends. Like, when you go into a club and you all break up, like your friend, like you see her 1 hour later with man, like it happens. Like, it's now a code thing of when we enter the club, well, girl, you better left, right. Everybody better break up, because they say men are intimidated when they see like
women. Yeah,
when I used to go to weddings before, before I would tell my friends, like, let's go walk around your surround, just sit down close off at the back of the table. How is he going to reach you? Walk around, make yourself open, available, like, not to be like slutty and dancing, you know, some Shakira moves on the floor, but open yourself up. Don't have closed postures like this, mean mugging, like. smile, mm-hmm. dance, interact
with beach
people.
Face.
I feel like it's very...
Like, let me tell you about that resting bitch face, though.
Yes.
Let me tell you about that resting bitch face. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, I put on that bitch face because I'm like, none of y'all niggas in here. You know how you go into a place and you're like, none of y'all.
That's my good face.
Your ass is married. Your ass is married. All of y'all in the rafters over there are married. You are married. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think that a lot of times, like a lot of women and women who are actually ready to get married are being approached by the wrong people. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's like a body language.
So
yeah, you know, fence off. People have that.
Naturally, I can't help myself. But I think that it definitely comes on stronger when there's certain people. And
yeah,
to kind of
but then
learn.
You don't realize
you have to
it
learn
though.
To like nip some
yeah, but do you know when you have it? Like you're not looking at yourself.
No, I
yeah,
don't.
You don't.
Sometimes
yeah, yeah.
I do
thing.
Like feel it happening though, and I have to be like.
Because
okay.
it actually
get
happened
it
to me once. My friends told me, they were like, oh, Kanina, you know you switch off. And I was like, you know when your friends actually tell you, so you're like, what do you mean I switch off? How? Like, how can I not switch off? Because shit, time is going. So let me not switch off. I was not asking them, like, what do you mean? They were like, if you're not interested in the conversation, I can pick up my phone.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm just, I'm not rude, but I'm just, okay, you guys keep the conversation going. I'm bored. So my attention span, especially with guys, is like that. I lose interest very, very quickly. So the nights that they told me, I happen to be going to bottles, you know, margaritas, it's Wednesday night. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna keep my face nice and smiley and just,
not too smiley.
You know, so my cousin leaves, she goes to pick up some more people who come into meet up. She goes to pick them up outside. So of course, you know, I'm thinking, I picked up my phone. I was smiling at nothing on my phone. I'm looking at the phone thinking, you know, a guy, I was even talking to myself and a guy, nobody can say I'm not nice. A guy approaches me. He says, you look like you'd rather be anywhere else but here. I was like, you know what? I was like,
no
in
winning.
That face.
Maybe
you know,
thought you were engaged.
That was, yeah.
Maybe that was his pickup line. I mean,
that
it
was his pickup line for sure.
Because I was like, this cannot be coincidence. You know, people talk about loneliness as though it was a bad thing. Like empowered women or women who are, you know, single and happy aren't supposed to feel lonely. Have you had an experience with, you know, can you share an experience? Let me rephrase that. Where you felt like, man, the single life, you know, where you actually felt single and you're like, you know.
I think just generally when you have friends that are either married or all in a relationship and you all hang out and like everyone is in pairs. And then there's this one guy who is single, but like in
type.
His mind, he's here for you, right? And I'm just like, you know, but at that point I'm just thinking, okay, do I really have to be here?
It'd
just be great if I wasn't the third wheel. Like, you know, you start to feel it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's only normal for you to feel lonely. Even men feel lonely.
Does that make you
and
not want to be? You see, that's why I'd be sitting in my house. Because I don't want to feel that way.
Well, it means I shouldn't hang out with all married
people
or all, like,
people
in relationship. So I'm going to ask you, so who are those coming or, you know,
whatnot?
It would just be great if it was a mix of different people.
So that's how you vet events, actually. Like, who's going to be there? If it's all married, you're like, I'll stay home.
Yeah, that's not, why am I going for, like, you know, an all-married hangout?
Okay. Then what's your loneliness experience? Have you had any crying nights?
No, I haven't had any crying nights, but I actually identify with her because I'm doing long distance. So I have the same situations. Like, I feel like the only time that I feel lonely or I feel like I want to be is when I'm with other couples, you know, married or otherwise. You know, you just feel like, oh, I wish I would do stuff, you know, as well. But I sometimes, when I believe that when I was single before, so loneliness equates solitude for me. I felt like it was a time of reflection. You know, like in the Bible, it says this season for everything. I tried to not look at it like, oh, I'm single. Let me just, you know, I use it as a time to reflect and see, like, what can I do better for myself? Because I feel like the more you improve yourself, the better your relationship the next time is.
Okay. And what's your experience?
I
feel like y'all aren't deep. Like, am I the only one who... I have had some crying, like, bawling out moments because I feel like, for me, commitment and stability are very important to me. So I do want to be married because I do value commitment, stability, just the stability of being with somebody and building a life together. So when, like you said, you're sitting around this one, in fact, there's even a list, she has gone, yay, she's dating. I don't even have a boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like when people are leaving the fold and the flock is getting smaller and you start to feel like, man, this is like, fingers are starting to point to when is your own going to happen. You do feel it. You know, I felt it. Now, I don't let it weigh me down, but I think that it pops up more than just like the ones. You know, it pops up for me. You know, it's like a constant thing you have to tell yourself, like, girl, you know what I mean? I don't think you're so single and so like, I don't need a man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think there's still some traditional, there's a traditional yearning for that stability.
Yeah. I mean, as a human being, you kind of just want companionship. You want somebody to be with you at all times. And that's like, you know, some people are okay with having that in their friendships. Like, for instance, I have a very, very tight-knit group of girlfriends. So for me, when I feel the lack of a man being in my life, which usually only will happen in my downtime, I'm not with friends, when I'm not busy, when I'm not at work, then I have to reach out to them and they kind of fill to substitute and fill that gap. But obviously that's not permanent and that's not forever. But that's where I think that I would
find your peace.
Exactly.
Just to add to that also, the only time that I felt lonely, I don't know if anyone can relate, is when I have a failed relationship. That very day I'm just thinking, boy, I'm by myself again. And I feel like that's where I feel the loneliest, when I have, because I feel like I failed. You know, like you put so much effort into it and then it falls through. And
but why do you blame yourself if it wasn't you? You know what I mean? Like you said a failed relationship now. You know what I mean? And it feels like, that's what I'm saying. It even feels like it's your fault without even hearing the story. Like, because I don't understand why we take the blame.
It's my person. It's just like someone saw me and they got to know me and they didn't want me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like sometimes that makes the rejection, you feel very lonely. It makes you put you in a very sad, vulnerable place where you start thinking, maybe I need to do better, or I need to,
Just to add to that, so for me, I realized that at the point in my life, I used to feel that way, that, oh, you know, am I not enough? But then, say I'm reading this book, and it's called The Purpose-Driven Life, and when I read that book,
I love that book.
Girl, you know, I haven't read that book.
When I read that book, my it changed my life, because it makes you see that everything happens for a reason.
And this, you and have this to trust the timing of your life.
You have to just trust this timing, and this experience, there's a reason. Come out of it with something. Come out of it with something. So that's what I tell myself. I always tell myself that, okay, this is part of the plan. This is part of the purpose. This is part of things shaping me. Just like, you know, the diamond, just cutting you, shoving you.
I do get that. But here's where, like, I feel like, and this is, like, I'm even taking it spiritually. I've questioned God. I'm taking church. I don't question God because I never understood the concept of the Sarah and Abraham thing. What is the merit to having a damn child at 90 years old? You know what I mean? I feel like there are some things that are for youth, like, and there's some prayers that should be expedient. Marriage comes with kids, and especially for us, clock is actually ticking. I don't want to raise babies in my 50s. You know what I mean? Or you don't know, you want to meet the right person, you don't want to settle. And you know what even annoys me more is during this period where you are actually battling with those internal demons and, you know, finding self, there are a number of people that will come to you and say, ah, you're so picky. You know what I mean? Like, they make it seem as if you are the one putting yourself in this, you know, situation. So I feel like whilst there's like a waiting period of like finding yourself, and that timing is for a reason, what is the merit to the delay? Like, you know what I mean? What is the merit?
I think if you just think about
when you're going to enjoy it in old age, you know what I mean? Like, who wants to be older?
I think the glorification of God. This is what I think. I had to be selfless in my servitude to God, because not to be too religious, but I feel like that is now the basis of my life.
Your life,
as a born-again Christian, I feel like marriage and everything is to the glorification of God. You said with Sarah and Abraham, I feel like it was the purpose to glorify God, and that's how I live my life. So if something doesn't work out, I say, God, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't. Don't get it.
But I feel like may your name glorified. I thank you for this lesson that I've learned. Let's move on. You know, it's hard.
I feel like I get that and I say that, but I feel like I'm just saying that because I'm respecting him.
No, but you have
I feel like I don't believe. Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a belief in that. No, but why? You know what I mean? Why does it take so long? You know what I mean? And not because I'm desperate. Sorry to interject. Not because I'm desperate, but I want to ask why. I feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired.
Selfless.
Come and help me pay these bills. Like, living single is hard. And I think that a lot of men, and because of the society we live in, it's such a get up and go, hustle and bustle society, that we do forget the fragility that there is to being a woman. You know what I mean? I don't want to put petrol in my generator. I don't want to be dealing with mechanic. I don't want to know my gearbox. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to vent, but I just paid 95K for my compressor. Now the guy in my mechanic is telling me.
Someone else deals with them.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The mechanic is telling me that, oh, madam, this is how you operate the compressor. I gave you, when I turned on my AC in the car and it's the Toyota Camry, that's as basic as you get with cars, right? He said you have to turn the AC all the way to the end first, right? When I turn on my AC, normally you put down the windows and you just put it on low until it kind of cools off and you give it some time. Now I have to put it all the way to the end for the compressor to peak. Now, this is why I'm saying, Lord, I'm gonna need that husband to come on time because I don't want to
have these are the lessons you know in life that you are learning, and this is why it's taking so long. You gotta learn how to be sustainable for yourself.
I know.
You gotta learn how to do all those things on your own.
Right.
So that when somebody does come around and they decide that they don't want to act right, you could be like, you know what? I got your number.
I can do it myself, boo.
It's okay. And sometimes you have to remind men, like, I got this.
I got it. I'm okay. I don't need you because
that's what Nigeria has taught us to be so dependent on men. I don't got it. I need you. You have to help me show me how the compressor or whatever works.
Don't work in Nigeria these days because women are so dependent on their men. But I feel like if you can do it and he knows you can do it, best believe that he wouldn't stray too far. He wouldn't stray too far because he knows that you're good.
So what are the reasons that you would give for being picky? What do you want and what don't you want? You can mend three things.
I think, first of all, I don't see it as being picky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I have to know, I have certain things that I like and I don't like, right? If you want a job, you're thinking, oh, is it close to my house? Is it this? How much are they paying me? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Everything I go into, there has to be purpose behind it.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm thinking I want to date someone, number one, it has to be God-fearing. It has to be a Christian man. So the moment you tell me your name is Rashid,
it's no interest. And nothing against, you know, nothing against Muslims, respectably, but I don't want one.
You know, just because
you want someone who shares your faith.
Exactly. It's only normal, you know. And then you have to be ambitious. So find yourself. Don't expect me to come and complete you. I'm to compliment you, but not to complete you. So don't come and empty me because you want me to be your mother, be your best friend, be your everything. I can't do that. So, you know, be ambitious. Be a Christian, and then you have to just be very, like, caring. You have to be, be very, understand my feelings, you know, and just be there for me. Like, I like acts of service. Like, if I'm going through a tough, you know, time trying to figure out my car, just sort, like, help me, just be there.
Is sex on that list? Because I was like...
Top three, I don't think about that.
But I think with most women, sex probably wouldn't rank top three.
I don't think it does, because I think that's a consequence of someone fulfilling all the other things that are on your list.
But small is small, girl.
No.
top three, small is small.
It don't matter how kind you are, I'm like, and I'm not even the greatest, I'm not overly crazy over sex, but you know what I mean? I feel like small is small.
There are some people that can use some other things.
Right. Okay.
They make it work.
So do you want to share? So those are your top three things. So what are your top three things? What do you want or what you don't want?
I agree with her completely for top three. I mean, that reflects me.
So God-fearing, ambitious, and tender.
And tender. Yeah. Like, and I feel like it depends on how you express yourself. But he needs to be able to complement my emotional well-being because I'm very emotional. I'm one of those kind of girlfriends. I also need you to know how to put me in check. And I say this with all respect to all the feminists out there. Like, what? He has to know how to put me in check because I can be wild in my emotions. You know, all over the place. I need a grounded man. But the things that I don't want, I don't want someone who is just proud, doesn't do anything for himself. And to be honest, at this point, I don't want someone who's just not very sure about what they There's a big power out there, but I'm not sure about God. Oh, okay.
That's a huge no-no.
Because I feel like Christianity or even religion really is the basis of how a person treats other people. And then I also feel that in a man, he also needs to be able to, how do I put it? Just be himself. We're living in a society where everyone feels the need to be someone else. I just love honesty.
Peeling off the mask and just being who you are.
Vulnerability is something that's attractive to
you. Okay, in a man. That's very good. And yours?
I definitely agree with everything. In fact, they've probably taken like my top 6, 7, 8. But for me, a major thing is respect. And I think that so many men in Nigeria don't respect and value women for who they truly are. I think that it's very easy to look at a woman and say, this is what people think that you are, and I can respect that, but do they really respect who you are and the choices that you make in life and the path that you want to take? And if someone doesn't respect that, then they can't walk in that relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why a lot of even marriages, not even relationships, most mm-hmm. people don't even make it to that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they do make it to that point, it falls apart because a lot of men, a lot of husbands don't respect the value that their wife or that woman brings yeah. into their yeah. life. They just think that it's all about them and what they provide and what they're doing.
Yeah.
When you don't realize that day in, day out, those moves you're making, you can't make it without her and the
yeah.
things that
she does.
Does.
Yeah.
And if you don't respect that, then you're bound to fail.
Definitely.
So that's
okay. Well, that's a good way to summarize. Well, for me, in summary, I think that I try to see things as want and need. And I think that with the ambition, you talk about ambition, I always thought I wanted the alpha male and I wanted an ambitious guy. But I feel like sometimes if two people are struggling for ambition, that may be what I want, but that's not what I need. So I started trying to look at things differently, because if we have two ambitious people in a relationship, who take care of the kids? Because I stay home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's going to be a tussle at some point. So I think it's probably easier if women kind of, that list that every girl has, you know, you kind of divide that list into wants versus needs.
Yeah.
So even if you write everything that you want, but there are some things that
you
can let go of because you don't.
Sure.
You need a non-ambitious man or a moderately ambitious man that is not going to make you feel, you know, a certain, or not going to feel a certain kind of way about you being ambitious. So that's kind of how I tried to look at it. I don't know if it works, but hey. Well, thank you, ladies, for being so candid. I feel like we had a really single lady conversation. And thank you guys so much for watching every week after week. You guys have been so supportive. Thank you guys for supporting me. This is the final episode of season one. I'd like to thank everybody that was involved, all of you guys that watched. I'd like to thank my guests who came on the show. I'd like to thank the Disrupt TV crew. Thank you guys. I'm just shouting them out now. I'd like to thank T4U Studios who pretty much gave us this set. And thank you to my family. I'd like to thank God. Why am I making this an Oscar speech?
I know.
I'm getting ready. So thank you guys for watching. I will see you next season. Until then, bye for now. Woo!